So welcome to another Class Elm audio boom about our learning. History this one. What were we doing in history, Jolie?
We were writing a considered argument about if we would like to live in Sparta or Athens.
And this is part of our ancient Greeks topic. What are Athens and Sparta known as in ancient Greece?
City-states.
Yeah, so we were deciding which one we want to live in, Athens or Sparta. Musa and Iffa, you chose, some would say controversially, Sparta. Why Sparta in particular, Musa?
What I'd have to say is that first they treat women, they don't treat women that nice. And I
Who doesn't?
Athens.
Okay.
And I think we should treat women and men better. Well, they should treat men
okay.
and women better.
But you like the fact that there was only one leader and it wasn't a democracy.
Yeah.
What is it you don't like about a democracy?
Because there's groups of people in Athens and some might agree and some might not. And with us, there's one person ruling, so decisions will be quicker and no one will disagree.
Iffa, from the beginning, did you want to live in Sparta when you first heard about it, or did you change your mind?
I changed my mind.
Okay, so what is it that made you change your mind?
Because in Athens, they don't really treat women that well, and women were encouraged to live a healthy life.
And they could also own land. For you, why would it make your life better?
Because I can do whatever I like, rather than in Athens, all women do is just work at home and clean up.
So, Jolie and Mikey, why did you want to live in Athens?
Because they've got a good history and stuff. They're good at. They've got good actors, artists, scientists, writers, and thinkers. They're all and in school, they do athletics. And in Sparta, they just fight all the time. And they're still allowed to fight. They go to the gymnasium, and some men and women are in the army. But I think it's better in Sparta. They have flogging contests when they're children, which would really hurt, and some people die from it.
Jolie, what was the reason that you chose Athens over Sparta?
They enjoyed to learn art, maths, philosophy, and in Sparta, babies, if they didn't look strong, if they looked weak, then they would be left on a mountain to die.
Because we had quite an interesting bit when Sophie told us how small she was. Because Sophie one of the biggest in our class?
Yes.
Yeah, but she was tiny when she was born, wasn't she? So we don't think she would have made it to be as strong as she is now. How do you take that, Sparta people, about the whole thing about leaving weak babies to die on a mountain? Can you come back from that? Is there a good reason for doing it?
Yes, I have a good reason. Mm. We want our babies strong and healthy. If they're weak, what's the point of them living?
Quite controversial, again, from Musa.
But if you leave them on the mountain, it's just cruel. And if they grow up and they're strong, and when they're born, it's like weak, but they could get stronger. So it doesn't actually matter.
And also, you know, the fact that Sparta said to you, Jolie, you know, if you're a girl, you won't get to do much in life. You'll just be living at home and looking after the family, which might be satisfying, but you don't get to do the thing that Iffa does, where she gets to own land. How does that work? You know, surely that's a good enough reason to live in Sparta.
Without you living at home with your children, I don't think your Spartan children, I don't think it's right that they have to go to like army camps when they're little. So I think it's right that they stay at home and they look after their children so they don't have to do that.
We've got Sparta v Athens. Which city-state should people live in?
Athens!
The decision and the debate goes on.